From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. We interrupt this story for the Ag Report. We have Chip Nellinger on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Chip.
Good morning, Kimberly. Seeing a little bit of green on the screen this morning. We saw crop conditions yesterday afternoon drop 2% both in corn and beans on the good to excellent. That was a little bit deeper drop than the market expected. So we're seeing a little bit of strength today. Also, a lot of heat out there in portions of the eastern Midwest. And that's something we might have to deal with all the way into the end of the month. Right now, you've got July corn up 5 3/4 at 449.5. September's up 4.5 at 454.5. December's up 467 with the March of 25 up 3 3/4 at 477.5. Beans also higher on that drop in crop conditions. The August bean contract up 8 1/4, 1154 1/4. September beans up 6, 1131 1/4. November's up 4.5, 1134.5. And the January's up 4 3/4 at 1148 1/4. As far as the soy products go, higher there as well. July soy meal, the front month now up $4.10 a ton, 464.40. And July soy oil up 49 points at 44.22. The wheat market still seeing some pressure with harvest kind of picking up speed here across the entire northern hemisphere. A little bit of hedge pressure in there. Still has some losses in the wheat. July Chicago down 6 1/4. At 585 1/4, with the September contract down 4 3/4, 603 1/4. Kansas City, the front month is unchanged with the September down 1 3/4 at 613 3/4. Minneapolis, July down 2 1/4 right now, 636 1/4. Saw some really strong gains yesterday in the cattle sector. A little bit quieter this morning, down 17 in the June live cattle at 186.87. August down 22 at 182.57. October's down 15 at 184.47. On the feeder side, down 37 right now in the September's, 262.20, with the October feeders down 37 at 263.92. And the hog market lower as well. July lean hogs down 75 at 94.62, with the August down 27 at 91.60. Outside markets, a mixed bag here as well, Kimberly.